talking about when you were back learning new technique, did you ever have moments of, I just can't do this. I can't do this. I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if you ever had, I'm going to quit moments, any of that stuff in your mind?
Oh, yeah. And in high school, it happened to me. I got frustrated several times. You know what? It's an interesting thing because I was never considered a prodigy, although I was very advanced for a young age. There's an unusual pressure that comes along with that. The expectations around you are what sometimes can be daunting. And I remember I almost quit between the first Olympic trials and the second Olympic trials in 1976 because I got this problem. It's a little bit like vertigo. I would start to flip and I wouldn't be able to complete a square flip. I'd have to twist because I was afraid. I got afraid of being lost in the air. So I would look for the ground, and you look for the ground makes you twist. In gymnastics, they call it the twisties. Well, it freaked me out. And I started where I couldn't even do a simple backflip. Then you start worrying and all of a sudden your confidence starts getting shattered. I think a lot of that came from the fact that people around me, once I started getting really good and people said, hey, man, you might make it to the Olympics. I think that overwhelmed me. And I think it started showing up in my gymnastics. It happened also a couple of times when I was down here at Oklahoma. I had the same problem with what they call the twisties, this sort of disorientation. And I had some frustration with trying to forge through with this new technique, knowing that I'm going to fall for a while before I can achieve. You know, for somebody who was always sort of on a linear progress going up, having a plateau or a downturn is very scary and very frustrating because it just didn't seem like it fit me. So yeah, that was some challenging times. I could have gone back to my old technique and the safer routines, but at the same time, I would have never achieved an Olympic gold medal had I done that. And I'm grateful for Paul for the courage to stick with this and believe that this will get you where you need to be, because this is the only way you'll get to the top is if you are willing to fix some things now. And that's hard. It's hard on somebody who's used to being successful.